Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joey and Ghost TV on this beautiful Friday, November 22nd, 2019. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about what to do when you get angry. What to do when you get angry. So, just the other day, I experienced anger, frustration about some racist and prejudiced stuff that was coming my way, and it tensed me up. It had all the usual symptoms, and I began to feel all kinds of ugly stuff in my body and my mind, and wanting to take revenge and say a bunch of stupid stuff and call and email. And I didn't do that, thankfully. I instead walked through a whole process that I've put together the last few years to manage my frustration and to not ignore it, but to not give into it either. The Bible is clear. It says, in your anger, that's number one, meaning you will get angry. And then second is, do not sin. Basically, that means is calm down. So those are the two, I think, biblical principles is, it's okay to be angry, just calm down. And so I want to give you actually five practical tips on how you can deal with your anger. Number one is, know your symptoms. Know your symptoms basically means that, you know, anger is going to always have some manifestation in your body. For me, it's shortness of breath, tight belly, pain on my shoulders. My brain is basically like, I go through a brain freeze, brain lock. I get angry. It's like my blood is rising. And so when you feel those symptoms and you can't let things go, that is the time to deal with your anger. But you have to realize that those symptoms are telling you something. They're not saying go and kill, destroy, yell, cuss, scream. They're telling you, hey, you need to do something. You need to figure things out. You need to pause and reflect. So you want to ask yourself, what are your symptoms? How do you know when you're angry and you're at that place of frustration? Number two is, did you speak your truth boldly? Did you speak your truth boldly? When you are angry, if you are a religious type, such as myself and many who listen to this podcast, the tendency is to condemn ourselves when we speak against injustice. Something about growing up conservative or in Christian churches has always told us, at least I've heard this message, that to be a good Christian person, especially a male, is to be humble, is to not say anything. And I think in the Latino community, that certainly is the case, even though we as Latinos are very fiery. What I've learned is to find a middle ground. Did you speak your truth? I ask myself this all the time. I didn't used to speak my truth boldly. I would let people just walk all over me. I would let things be. I would rationalize it. Oh, let it go. Let it be. I would jump ahead without actually feeling the anger and actually speaking against the injustice. Now, I don't mean to go and get into a fight with your husband or your friend or your neighbor, but if it's something that is racist or prejudiced or someone is speaking ill of you, the Bible is clear. Go and confront that person. And if that person has sinned against you and you bring it up to them and they don't listen, then the Bible is clear in Matthew 19, Matthew 25, that you then ought to bring a third person, a mediator. And so you have to speak up. It's not biblical nor more godly to just be dumb and be silent. There is a time and a place for that. Jesus obviously was silent on the cross, but he had a purpose, and his purpose had to be one that required his death. And yet even Jesus, he spoke against the money changers, the money collectors outside the temple. He spoke against death and sin. He spoke against idols. He spoke against the religious people of the time. And so Jesus was very verbal and would call people names. You know, you're a brood of vipers. I mean, there's nothing unbiblical about you speaking boldly and honestly without hate against injustice. And so speak your truth. Number three is, do you have supporters? Do you have people that support you? Speak to them as well. Talk to people who perhaps understand you better. Maybe they can give you some perspective. When someone is coming against you, at least what happens to me is that I internalize it. I get afraid. I begin to second guess myself. Maybe this happens to you. I begin to wonder, well, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I deserve this. And I kind of get into this victim mentality because of trauma and all these things. So you have to avoid that by thinking of the supporters around you. Who are your supporters? Who are the people that stand with you, not against you? Think of those people who are going to fight with you or for you even, and reach out to them and say, hey, you know, you need to take care of this because this person is getting close to doing something stupid. Would you take care of that for me? Would you speak on my behalf? And then also, I think it's good to talk to the fighters around you. I know in my life, my wife is a fighter. She fights for me just like I fight for her. Our children, obviously, I have some friends that I talk to just to get it out. You know, you have to find healthy ways to get out your anger. It might be working out, hitting a punching bag, your pillow, yelling in the bathroom or in the car. Find ways to get that anger and that frustration out in positive ways. Number four is let God take matters into his own hands. Let God be the God of justice. Let him take revenge. That's a tough word. I know that it's almost like a bad word to say revenge, but the Bible is clear. It says that God is a God of revenge, that he is a God of justice, that he will protect his children and he will take vengeance upon those who resist the people of God. Read the prophets, read the Psalms, read the Proverbs, read Revelations, read the whole Bible. God is a God of justice. He will fight for you. And that's not just some cosmic Armageddon thing at the end of life. He will fight for you today. You know, if you're driving down the freeway, you'll see all kinds of ads for lawyers, especially when it's like an injury type of thing. And what do they say to you? I will fight for you. Same thing goes with God. He will fight for you. Talk to God. Tell God, Lord, I need you to handle this. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to overdo it or underdo it. I feel scared or I feel too upset. Would you take care of it? Talk to God boldly. The Bible says to approach him boldly with confidence, and there you will find mercy and grace at the throne room of grace or at his mercy seat. Approach the throne of confidence. Approach the throne of grace. Talk to God and say, Lord, would you take care of this injustice for me? And then the next step is breathe. Breathe and let it go. Every time it comes back, just keep on breathing, work your system, and let it go again and again. I have a good friend that every time I'm in a bad place, I call her and I say, hey, here's what happened. Am I seeing this wrong? And then she says, you know, just let it go. I talk to my wife. Sometimes she says, I can't believe that happened to you. Forgive them. You have to have people around you that help you to breathe. I have another friend that she always tells me, breathe, breathe. Because other people can tell when you're in that bad place, right? Breathe. Listen to those people. If they're saying to you, let it go. Yes, work your plan, these steps that I'm helping you, that I'm walking you through, but let it go. Don't let it go too soon without going through the steps, because then you're just swallowing your pride and you're just burying it basically, and it's going to come up eventually against your kids, your husband, your boss. Breathe, let it go, and when it comes back, let it go again. And then the last step, I think this is the best one, is to have fun. So as I mentioned, I went through a couple of times this week where I was really upset about some racist stuff that people said to me, and I had every right to be mad and to speak my mind and to just come against them. But, you know, I handled it according to these steps. I did speak my piece, or I spoke my truth, but I let it go. At the end of that whole thing, actually just this morning, it kind of came back in my head and I was still sort of like just basically rehearsing the whole thing again and again, and kind of the hate and the frustration came back. And then I saw a record player that I bought a year ago, and I got these old records just a couple days ago from the Goodwill. And I saw my record player and some records and my spray bottle that I used to clean them and my nice cloth and all this stuff and my couch. And I had been playing some Christmas records yesterday, and I just looked at that, and I'm telling you, all the hate and all the frustrations just left my body. And I went and sat there for the last hour or so this morning and just played my records, Christmas carols and some old school stuff from the 70s and 80s and all these just goodwill gems. And guess what? I felt like my anger just left. Does it come back? Sure. But you have to do something fun. Go to Disneyland. Go buy yourself an ice cream cone. Go for a walk. Enjoy nature. Go and plant some flowers. Exercise. Do something fun that gives you those good vibes, that brings back to you your joy, your gozo, your purpose, those things you love. Get off your phone and go hang out with someone that you love. Go kiss your wife, kiss your boyfriend, kiss your friend, lick your dog's nose or head or whatever, and enjoy your life. Realize that you have to let it go. Once you go through your process, breathe through it, those nice deep belly breaths, let it go. Let God take care of it. Speak your mind, sure, be bold, but resist sinning, resist yelling, resist. And if you do, guess what? Ask for forgiveness. Hey, I'm sorry for what I did. Call that friend, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your best friend. I'm sorry. Don't just text. Call them or go out to lunch with them. I'm sorry for what I said. Look at them in the face. Hold their hands. Be a man, be a woman, and say, I'm sorry for what I said. That was wrong of me. Please forgive me. And then when they say, I forgive you, then you say, thank you for forgiving me. That's what reconciliation looks like. And that way, the next time that an injustice happens and some stupid person says something dumb to you, you can have more tools to deal with anger and frustration rightly. My prayer for you today, as it is for me, is that we will handle our anger in a biblical way. In your anger, do not sin. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like my coaching in any of these areas, please go to davidtrigg.com/free coaching, davidtrigg.com/free coaching. Thank you so much for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, leave me a comment. Go to my Instagram at davidtrigg and on Twitter, davidtriggla, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.